The Lord be with you.
And
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to the Lord.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Good morning, everyone. As he watched Adam and Eve in the garden, God saw how quickly his newly created world had grown old in sin. The crown of creation was mired by guilt and shame and no longer reflected the likeness of their creator. Where once he walked with them in truth and openness, they now hid from him who created them, trying to hide their shame and guilt with figs and leaves. Moved with pity for his wayward children, God laid out a new plan, much more wondrous than the first. As Adam was the father of all, Eve was the mother of all. So God laid out a new plan to bring about a new heaven and a new earth, and much more importantly, a new Adam and a new Eve. In the first plan, even prior to the fall, Adam and Eve were bound to the earth. Everything they could ever want was provided for, and God walked side by side with them in the garden. Death wasn't conceived of because before the fall, it was impossible. But because of the first sin, the original sin, them and their children would forever lose these graces. Still bound to the earth, Adam and Eve and all of their descendants would forever have to toil in the earth for their sustenance, would be eternally separated from God, never again walking openly and honestly next to him, and they would soon come to know death firsthand. But this is where the new, more wondrous plan comes into play. God, out of an abundance of love, wanted a new heaven and a new earth for his greatest creation. But first, he needed a new Adam and a new Eve. Mary is the new Eve, through which the new Adam came into the world. Our Lord, because he is God, effectively got to create his own mother. He got to plan for her from the beginning of time, from the foundation of the world. I mean, even take a second and imagine if you had that opportunity. What would you have done? How would you have created your own mom? Some of us perhaps would have taken away any disease that might affect our mother, or any illness or handicap, or taken away all the troubles and difficulties of her life. Regardless, there's probably a good chance that Christ did all of this. But the most important thing that we know he did, because we don't know what exactly he did, but the most important thing that we know he did was to bestow on Mary a very special grace, a superabundance of God's grace. He gave her the very, very specific grace that had not yet come into the world and would not until he himself died on the cross. Christ gave to his mother the grace of his salvation. He saved her from original sin. This is the Immaculate Conception, that Mary herself had this gift from her son, Jesus, before she was even awake and aware of anything in the world. At her conception, she was preserved from the stain of original sin. This is the Immaculate Conception. So often we have, I talk to people like, oh, the Immaculate Conception, that's when Jesus was conceived, right? No. The Immaculate Conception is Mary, that she was preserved from the stain of original sin. And this is what we celebrate today, Our Lady. Throughout the country of Spain, our Catholic brothers and sisters use a particular saying when greeting one another. They say, Ave Maria Purissima, sin pecado concebida. Hail Mary, most pure, conceived without sin. It's a beautiful salutation that points directly back to this moment in salvation history. They even use it in the confessional. The penitent sits down, and for us here in the U.S., most of the times, name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen, bless me, Father, for I have sinned, and then we rattle everything off. In Spain, it always starts with Ave Maria Purissima. The penitent sits down and says this, and then the priest responds, Sin pecado concebida. Hail Mary, most pure, who is conceived without sin. My brothers and sisters, today's solemnity is a demonstration of how God is making all things new out of love and mercy. In the beginning of time, he walked with our first parents in the garden. But there is where they would have stayed if the fall had never happened. They never would have left the garden. They never would have had this chance to be in such an intimate union with our Creator if that fall didn't take place, if we didn't have Jesus Christ himself that came down and was enfleshed in the world, made incarnate. And though we still wait and hope for Christ's second coming, we know that one day he will come and he will make all things new. We have the new Adam and the new Eve. We have Jesus and his mother Mary. Now we're just waiting on the second coming for the fulfillment of time so that we have the new heavens and the new earth. And all will be made whole, all will be made holy. And we walk again with God side by side, but this time it won't be as God and his creation, God and his creature. We will walk by side with God as a father and a child, with Christ as our brother, because we've been made into proper sons and daughters of the Most High by our baptism. So I'd like to end with a Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary.